Hello, everybody. I'm Danny Finkelman, and this is The Danny Finkelman Show. For the next hour or so, more of that wonderful music from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, especially for you. And as I check the hand-printed playlist here, I see we've got the Del Vikings, The Temptations, Floyd Kramer, Chuck Berry, The Marvelettes, and Little Anthony and the Imperials, all starring today. All right, to kick things off, here are the Box Tops in number one from August of 1967, The Letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
The Box Tops and The Letter from 1967. You know, folks, I make notes for this show. I have a little handheld device, a little recorder that I kind of keep in my pocket because I can't remember if I actually have a thought. A thought! Oh, what a surprising event I can use on the show. I put it on the recorder because half an hour later I can't remember it. And I've had it for a long time. Actually, I had it back on the old show. But I was thinking of this next little bit that I'm going to disclose. Am I nuts? Am I crazy about this? Is this stupid? Am I wrong? Are people going to say, he doesn't know what he's talking about? Until I bumped into a doctor, and I was writing a check, not to the doctor, but on another matter, and he was there. And he said, you know, I get confused by checks over dates. And we got into a discussion, and I'm not wrong about this. Here's what it is. When you see on a form, it says day, month, and year. It's usually, you don't have a problem with the year, but the year is usually last on a form. On a form it says 06/18/2013 or 2013. Well, you tell me what this one is. Is this 3/10/2013? Is that three a month or a day? It can either be read two ways, March 10th of 2013 or October 3rd. Is it day, month, year or month, day, year? And it only gets tricky when you're up into the two-digit area, October, November, December. You don't know. 12-12 is what? I mean, that's easy. Well, you don't know. 12-12 can be the 12th day of October or the 12th day of, wait a minute, 12-12. It would be December. It would have to be December 12th. I got that straight, finally. Okay. Anyway, so this doctor, who's a very astute person, said it can confuse you. You can think that it's best before the date that I presented on the show, 3/10/2013, could be best before October 3rd or best before March 10th. When was it written? When was this written? When was this done? There should be standardization. It should be smallest to largest, day, month, year. Day is the smallest length of time, then the second, which is the month, and then the year. So we need standardization. I'm going to go on a campaign. You know what? I could start a nonprofit organization for this and make myself a fortune. Do you know the only difference between a nonprofit organization and a profit organization? A nonprofit organization doesn't give dividends. They pay salaries. They can pay huge salaries, but they do not ever declare a dividend. So they're not making a profit. The salary is not considered a profit. So a nonprofit can be that. As long as they don't declare and pay a dividend, you pretty well can qualify, even though they do kind of look into these things, I hope. It's enough of that, Dan. Let's go on to the Temptations and number one from January of 65, My Girl. The Temptations and My Girl, one of the great Motown hits. And speaking of Motown, there is now a Broadway show that apparently is a big, big hit called Motown. It's the story of the founder and driving force of Motown, Berry Gordy. It's his kind of life story. And apparently the singers are fantastic. They call these shows that are based on a vocal group, a vocal act, jukebox musicals, and anything about the music business seems to be there. Was Jersey Boys and Mamma Mia was based on the music of ABBA, and this one is based on the Motown story, or Berry Gordy's story. They're all lumped together as jukebox musicals. And I read about this one, and it's got terrible reviews. It basically got terrible reviews because the story was weak, and the music, though it was great. Do you know that in the whole show, they play a tremendous number of great Motown tunes, but only short bits from them? So there's nothing worse than hearing a third of a tune. I mean, come on. We just don't want... We want a real, all-out, full version. So as a result of reading that, I said, forget that one. We get to New York once in a while, but forget that one. Now here are the Del Vikings in number 18 from July of 1957, Whispering Bells. The Del Vikings and Whispering Bells from 1957. So going back for a moment to standardizing how a date is written in short form, day slash month slash year slash, that's a useful standard. What about elevators? Elevators, the main floor in an elevator, can read anything from M for main, L for lobby, 1 for the first floor, G for the ground floor. You get on, you get confused. That has to be standardized too. I mentioned that 10 years ago on this show. So that has to be standardized. And then the third thing that could be standardized is your decibel level or your reading of the sound level or the noise level in a restaurant on a Saturday night at 8 p.m. We should have this... Someone go around and do that. So this is what I want to do. I want to set up the company that does all three. Fixes the dates, checks all the documents, makes sure it's up to standards. I know it's the government intervening in all this stuff, but it's useful for people. It truly is. Elevators, call the main floor, change the buttons to either M, L, 1, or G. I prefer 1. Give a numeral 1. That's where you'll get off and you can walk outside. That should be... M can be confused often in a hotel. M is mezzanine. You know, so what should the ground floor where you can walk out, you don't need to use any stairs or escalators or anything, One would be my choice. And then the third thing is we send someone around to measure the volumes with a what do you call someone? It's a decibel reader sound pressure level. That's the high price talent has just alerted me to this important fact. It's the sound pressure level. And we'll call the company Useful Standards. It'll be a nonprofit organization, and we'll all pay ourselves good money for doing it. And I don't know where we'll get the money. Oh, I'm just fooling around. Anyway, here is Crystal Gale, a number 8 from August of 1977. This is late in the 70s I go for this one. Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone and don't it make my brown eyes blue. I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is all lies. Give me no reasons, give me alibis. Tell me you love me and don't let me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I do. And don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes blue. Don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes.
Crystal Gale and Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. Dan's Standardization Bureau, Inc. Nonprofit. I think it's a worthwhile idea. You know, folks, I'm satisfied with my lot in life, and fine, you know, where I am, everything is running along relatively fine. I would only want to be very wealthy for one reason. Very wealthy so I can do one thing. It's not so I'm wealthy so I can cure the world's ills. This is completely selfish. I want it for I would only want to be wealthy for one reason. Now, this is a contest with no prize. See if you can come up with the one thing I'd want, and I would have to be very wealthy to have it. I'm going to give you the answer after the tune. Here's Youngblood, which was number 8 in May of 1957 for the Coasters.
I saw her standing on the corner, a yellow ribbon in her hair. I couldn't keep myself from shouting, look at
there.
Look at there.
Look at there.
Young blood.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Young blood. Young blood. Young blood. I can't get you out of my mind.
What crazy stuff. She looked so tough. I had to follow her all the way home. Then things went bad. I met her dad, he said,
you better leave my daughter alone.
Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for trying. I saw the rising of the sun. And all night long my heart was crying. Why, you're the one.
You're the one.
You're the one.
You're the one.
The Coasters and Young Blood from 1957. Boy, 57 was a strong year for early rock and roll. I remember standing in the Wigwam restaurant in Clear Lake, Manitoba. They had a magazine rack there, and you know, where they sold magazines. It wasn't just for people to browse, and I picked up Hit Parader magazine, and I loved Young Blood so much. I didn't want to buy the Hit Parader magazine, and the lyrics weren't that complicated. I memorized the lyrics to Young Blood standing in the Wigwam magazine, Wigwam restaurant in Clear Lake in 1957. As I say, folks, if I ever were to write my autobiography, which I won't, it would be 3 pages. Nothing interesting. Those are the events in my life. Who cares? Now, the answer to the question. We've got to do the answer to the question. So it's 2 words. Is the answer to the question, what is there in my life that I would want that I'd have to be extremely wealthy for? Very simple. If you know me, actually, one of the members of my family guessed a private jet, a private plane. Nothing drives me crazier than going through customs and going through airports. I don't like travel. I don't travel that much. But boy, to have a private plane, that is a luxury that I would love to have. Or to be part of a leasing group that leased one, and I could just go get on the plane, fly somewhere, quickly go through customs, not stand in line, not have my bags checked or, you know, being, scanned now, what they do. At some American airports, it's just unbelievable what goes on. There's a new way, though, that you can do it. They take a picture of your retina in Canada. It takes a couple of months. I think it's called Nexus. Actually, I've looked into this for $50, and it clears you for 5 years. You can do customs. I think you eliminate all the scanning and all that stuff, and you... Customs is much faster. You have a separate line, and they say it's fantastic to do that. It costs $50 for 5 years, and it takes a while to get it. You got to be interviewed by officials on the U.S. Customs and Canadian Customs first. And Occasionally they do a spot check, and this is what they warn you about in the meetings. Occasionally they'll take somebody out and spot check them. If you're caught carrying something that you shouldn't be and you're caught, yes, you can travel to the States again, if it is, as long as it isn't contraband or contraband, but they will make it very, very, very difficult for you every time you go through. You got to go through the whole rigmarole, top to bottom. You'll be one of the people they'll take aside. So they've told you, you don't cheat on that if you apply for one and you get one. Anyway, private plane. Oh, that would be nice to be able to afford. All right, here is Floyd Kramer and Piano Man. It shows you that pop music was really kind of inclusive back in these days. You'd have R&B hits. You had country hits all on the pop chart. You had straight pop hits on the pop charts. And you had piano as well. Here's Floyd Kramer, number 8 from June of 1961, San Antonio Rose. Floyd Kramer from 1961, all inclusive. We included us kids, liked that, as well as Ray Charles, as well as Buddy Holly, as well as the Everly Brothers. It just had, you know what it had to have? A decent melody. Boy, melody was important in those days. I was reading about music, some of the first recording companies in North America back in the 20s and 30s, and they had songwriters. They had there was a sign posted in one of the big ones over the kind of the main door for the writers, the composers who maybe came through just trying to sell their wares. Where's the melody? It was all about melody in those days. A restaurant I was in last night, this is what I heard. This is the music I heard. Boom, 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 boom. So I asked the younger person sitting across the table, is that a record skipping? And she said, no, that's music. I said, that's music? boom, boom. Like, it just went on, and it didn't stop. It wasn't for 4 bars, 8 bars, 16 bars, 32 bars. It was for like 190 bars. It was just going. And it was music. It was music. Anyway. No matter what, I still love stuff with a melody, and this is a prime example. Great voice, good melody. Here's Johnny Maestro and the Crests, and number 2 from January of 58, 16 Candles.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, baby. Oh, I love you so. 16 candles make a lovely light, but not as bright as your eyes tonight. Blow out the candles.
Johnny Maestro, the Crests, and 16 Candles. I have this belief that you really only have to have one test to see whether a person is qualified to go to medical school. It's a very, very simple test. Can they pronounce the generic names of most drugs? I have no idea how people can remember. I've said to doctors, how do you remember these things? Look, I have certain medication. I had a heart attack. I have trouble with bisoprolol, every time I say it. When people ask me, what are you taking? I have trouble, so you can eliminate me. I mean, Lipitor, you know, the anti-cholesterol drug, the generic name for it is, I've written this down, folks, and I'm trying to say it, atorvastatin. And then there are other drugs. I just went in and looked at for some generic drugs, just any page. This one is a great one. Hydrochlorothiazide, and interdopamide and chlorothalidone. If you can remember these things and you can say them, you're certainly qualified to go to medical school. The way they can eliminate most people is have them sit down with this list and try to read them quickly and then try to remember five of them. One is cholesterol, one is a beta blocker, one is an ACE inhibitor, one is a this, one is a that. In 5 minutes, you know who qualifies and who doesn't. Now here's Chuck Berry. So you don't have to go to all that, you know, the, what do they call them, MSAT test or all these different qualifiers. They just, it all can be with the pronouncing and remembering five genetic names for any drug, pretty well any drug. All right, here's Chuck Berry in number 14 from August of 1964. This is my favorite Chuck Berry tune, You Never Can Tell.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Roebuck sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
You never can tell, Chuck Berry. Still around. I think he may still be performing. He's got to be about 82, 83, still up. The one thing I heard about Chuck Berry was that he always wanted to be paid in cash before the show, always. And back in the day when I heard that rumor, it was $10,000 in cash before the show. No checks. Checks can bounce. Right. All right. I've been reading a little bit about getting older, and it's kind of a good book. And the fellow was quoted, who wrote it, quoted Epicurus. You know, Epicurus was the, you know, Epicure, food, like the good life. And Epicurus said a couple of interesting things. He said, it's not what you have, but what you enjoy that constitutes abundance. And I think that that's absolutely correct. It's not what you have, it's what you enjoy. Things don't mean that much to me. Having things not terribly keen on things. And then another thing that Epicurus said, let's see if I can get this right. Nothing is enough for the man to whom enough is too little. That's right. Nothing is enough to the man for whom enough is too little. And that's true. People who have amassed fortunes, it has to be not enough. That's why they want to amass more. I've never figured out why people need $100 million. I never understood why anybody would need $50 million. I don't understand why people would need $25 million. I'd be quite satisfied with $10 million. Very, very satisfied with $10 million. You know, that would be wonderful if I had $10 million. And that would, and Warren Buffett said the best thing. You know the trouble with people with lots of money? Their kids have problems because they really don't have to work or hustle. Having to work and hustle is good for everybody. I know some people with kind of lots of money that said, well, I'm not giving that to my kids, all of my kids, because it'll be bad for them. And Warren Buffett said it best. You should give to your children enough so that they can do what they want, but not so much that they don't have to do anything. I thought that that was accurate. All right, here are the Three Dog Night and number 5 from December of 1971, Never Been to Spain.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kinda like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I hit it for Las Vegas, only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? Must be real, it feels so good. Oh, feels so good. Well, I know.
What does it matter? What does it matter?
Three Dog Night and Never Been to Spain. Up next is Kim Weston. She was a Motown minor star. I think her biggest hit was with Marvin Gaye, It Takes Two, and then they replaced her with Tammy Terrell for whatever a reason. And this tune deserved to do what it did. It just got to number 56 in March of 1966 on the charts. Here's Kim Weston and Helpless. Kim Weston and Helpless from 1966. You know, the most underrated and less celebrated or least celebrated profession on the planet is what? What do you think? Engineers. Engineers are the heart and soul of the whole deal. Folks, they walk the world quietly. The only one that I've ever heard who's ever been in politics was Jimmy Carter, but he was a peanut farmer, but he got a degree in engineering. I bet he never built a building or had anything to do with a big dam or anything like that. I don't think he ever practiced his profession. But when you look around, everything we have is a result of engineering. All the roads, all the bridges, all the electrical systems, everything is a result of engineering. Look at any building, the pyramids, all of this stuff is a result of engineering. The pyramids is a result of engineering, sure. They had to, you know, use mathematics to build anything, to construct anything, and to develop anything. You need engineers. You need civil engineers, industrial engineers, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, see, that's why I couldn't be a doctor, because I can't see I won't even try. Metals, dealing with ores, mining. You need all these people, and they do everything, and they do it quietly without any political stance on anything. Pipelines, all this stuff, everything is engineering. You know, nobody regards them. You know, it's my son, the lawyer, the doctor, the professor, or my son who's in finance. Engineers are the guys, you know. Engineers are absolutely the most important profession. They walk the world quietly. If I had... One, if I were much younger. Two, if I had the brain power. Though I did, I passed calculus. I don't know. I remember calculus. What I think I would like to be. And I think you should encourage your children or grandchildren to be an engineer. It's a great job. All right, here are the Marvelettes in number 48. Another tune that should have been higher. Number 48 from July of 64, You're My Remedy. The Marvelettes and You're My Remedy. Now it's time for Johnny Mercer. I like to play a tune by him every week. He wrote the lyrics to this one. Here is My Sugar Is So Refined.
Mm-hmm. sugar is so refined. She's one of them high-class kind. She doesn't wear a hat, she wears a chapeau. She goes to see a cinema, but never a show. My sugar is so refined. She's got a real high-class mind. She never buys a dress, it's always a frock. She always winds her timepiece up, but never her clock.
She says tomato instead of tomato. She says potato instead of potato.
And you should see how she holds a cup of tea with just two fingers while she sticks out three.
My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high-class kind.
She never shares a kiss, she lets our lips unite. But oh, it feels like kissing, each kiss is dynamite. I wonder what she thinks of each time I hold her tight. Oh, she's so refined.
My sugar is real refined. Got the finest kind of mind. She never eats a meal, she dines or sups. And dogs are little canine friends, they're never pups.
She says banana instead of banana. She says piano instead of piano. And you should see how she sits on her settee.
Cake and coffee balanced on one knee.
My sugar is so refined.
She's one of them high-class kind.
She acts just like her name is Mrs. Vanderloon.
And though I love her and we'll be married soon,
I wonder what she'll do when we're on our honeymoon.
Oh, she's so refined. She's so refined.
Johnny Mercer and My Sugar is So Refined. Well, folks, it's that time, last dance, slow dance. So kick back the rug, adjust the dimmer switch, assume the vertical position, because we've got Little Anthony with his Imperials in number 4 from July of 1958, Tears on My Pillow.
On my pillow, pain in my heart caused by you. Love is not a gadget, love is not a toy. When you find the one you love, she'll fill your heart with joy. If we could start anew, in my heart caused by you.
You.
Oh, oh, oh.
You.
Oh, oh, oh.
You.
Little Anthony and the Imperials and Tears on My Pillow. Well, that does it for this edition of The Danny Finkelman Show. I'll be back here next Saturday. New show next Saturday, kind of late in the afternoon. Till then, I'm Danny Finkelman, and that's it, everybody.